War and Peace, the original manuscript, written by Leo Tolstoy, narrated by Cyril Taylor Carr and The Cliff.
Icon Audio Arts.
The timeless literary masterpieces we offer you must be well acted, voiced, and narrated. Created with the hope of engendering a powerful, positive, inspirational response. You know there remains a special place in the hearts of all for these beautifully crafted, timeless combinations of inspirational words and emotion. We know as the classics. Tales so beautifully wrought, they conjure up deep feelings of reverence and inspiration for the listener. This, too, is a classic. A thundering calliope of raindropped words pounding against our consciousness, compelling us to be new and better people. That can only be achieved by a classic. A bubbling up of untamed desire and raw feeling from the depths of our being. That, too, must be the function of classic literature. To reshape the heart, mind, and spirit of all. Moving us on to greater heights of understanding is also well within the power of the classics. Here we first imagine, then create, and finally pass on the very best of the literary realm from both then and now. This is our only mandate. So we welcome you, one and all, young and old, schooled and enterprising, to the wonderful world of literature's greatest triumphs and word portraits from the ever-changing, always engaging human spirit. This is classic literature. Leo Tolstoy was born in 1828. And received nominations for the Nobel Prize in Literature every year from 1902 to 1906, and for the Nobel Peace Prize in 1901, 1902, and 1909. That he never won was a major controversy. Tolstoy is best known for the novels War and Peace and Anna Karenina, often cited as pinnacles of realistic fiction. He first achieved literary acclaim in his 20s with his semi-autobiographical trilogy, Childhood, Boyhood, and Youth. In the 1870s, Tolstoy experienced a profound moral crisis, followed by what he regarded as an equally profound spiritual awakening, as outlined in his non-fiction work, A Confession of 1882. His literal interpretation of the ethical teachings of Jesus centered on the Sermon on the Mount, which caused him to become a fervent Christian anarchist and pacifist. His ideas on nonviolent resistance, expressed in such works as The Kingdom of God is Within You, had a profound impact on such pivotal 20th century figures as Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr. He also became a dedicated advocate of Georgism, the economic philosophy of King George, which he incorporated into his writing, particularly Resurrection.
Part 1. 1806 to 1811. Chapter 1. At the beginning of the year 1806, Nikolai Rostov went home on furlough. Denisov was also going to his home in Muromsk.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?